Hey everyone, welcome to More Than Meets These Guys. We are going back into the UK number 18 this week, starting with the Ark being invaded. It is Raiders of the Last Ark. Well, I love that title, so good. I'm here with Boo, and we are getting into it. Man, how you doing?
Doing all right. Doing all right. It's
Good.
hot,
I don't know.
temperature wise.
Got my AC on, but okay, man.
Yeah, well, our AC has even been struggling. We got a good AC and it's like fighting the heat, so it's like ridiculous.
Actually, ours we have, because we're houses kind of spread out, it's like a Frankenstein kind of house. The one on the side of the house that has our master bedroom and stuff like that is just trying hard and failing.
You mean Frankenstein's creature house?
I'm
Have to say
sorry.
it with your
The
pinky up.
golem, the
Yeah.
created. So it's same way. Like my wife is looking at the thermostat. She's like, there's no reason to be paying this much for power. And she goes over, looks at the thermostat. She's like, we have it set to 70, and it's at 74. It was 72 earlier. I'm like, yeah, it's 3 o'clock now.
Yeah, that's what ours was doing.
It's
We had it set to like 72 and it was still struggling at 74 to
yeah.
get down. So, welcome to the Deep South, the armpit of the nation.
Oh yeah, the we as we like to refer to it, my wife and I, as Satan's gooch. But
Yeah.
using those right words for being, good to all ages here.
Right.
But
Yeah, can't wait till some kid asks their parent what that is. Well, that was the bully on Different Strokes.
That exactly. It
Yeah.
was Satan's bully. Yes, that's exactly what it is. Man, okay, I'm gonna jump out the gate here, which is something I'm really kind of ashamed I didn't notice. Being as woke as I am. The letter the editor says that Sheila is off for the holiday this week and is leaving it to the assistant editor, Penny Holmes. So I didn't realize how much of the staff was women.
Yeah, they have pretty solid female staff.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, the key, first of all, this is your editor, assistant editor, and most of the big jobs in this comic are done by women. It is a you know a this that is the comic industry. It's it's like this is the mid-80s, so that's pretty, I don't know, I'd say progressive, but maybe we grew being grown up in the South, it was kind of regressive here.
Right.
So that was just kind of cool noticing that. But man, this one kid, it's Letter to Ravage, killed me. Did you read this?
Oh, totally.
Oh, this kid was like, man, Ravage, you're my favorite. I love it all, but I can't wait to you. He sent the letter, the issue, and Starscream like buried him under rocks. He's like, I hope you get the sock him one. And the editor's like, well, I hope you notice he had to do more than sock him one.
Oh yeah, this kid telegraphed it.
Oh, totally. It was great timing too, because it was right after the end of The Enemy Within. So really cool stuff. Once again, you kind of get that the idea of timing and stuff with the comic and the readers and stuff. So there's all that fact file on Jazz. Now, I haven't looked at the tech spec on Jazz in a very long time. I just this something I don't usually do. He is special ops.
Yes.
And he's also a part-time stalker, but that's extra.
That's the special part of the operation.
Special ops. And he's his weaknesses, he's ADD. He gets distracted really easy. That's his weakness. So
Probably by music.
probably pop culture music, that sort of thing.
Yeah. I mean, you look at there's been times when he's like doing an operation and he's dancing when they're like trying
Well,
to be focusing on something.
maybe he hits the shining a little bit every so often and he gets distracted.
That's it.
Hey, Doc.
He's reading minds.
So there's another mom writing for her son in this issue, but the mom like does initials, and the editor's like, cool. I don't know who this your son is. Hopefully he realizes who he is, because you just put initials, but
Yeah, she
I
wrote
don't
in saying he'd love to see his name in print and then
know.
doesn't give his name.
Oh man, mom, you had one job. Really. But
Well, you know. She's protecting her kids' anonymity back then, so you know she's
Oh yeah.
proactive.
Oh, 100%. One second.
That kid probably still doesn't have a TikTok. He's like 52. He's not even allowed on social media.
So in you know there's this Roba Capers. I've tried reading this now. Actually, it's kind of funny this time. Roba Capers had King No Nose made Agrobot, the supreme product of King No Nose's advanced technology.
Yeah, this
And
stuff is.
well, the robot has an O-ring. He's a G.I. Joe, man.
That's what I was just thinking. He might be a like the prototype for a battle android trooper,
He's a
since we've been
bat.
seeing a lot of those lately in
Yeah,
other
in the
media.
Energon
That's
universe. Oh yeah. Freaking no King No Nose.
what I laughed at when I said the elastic band strap. That's the first thing I thought of was G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
That was their Achilles heel
It
or
was.
Achilles pelvis.
Yeah. So Frazier Irving gets into it with he gets into Anthony Temple about the fact they're not telling about Inferno Hoist, Smokescreen, Ramjet, Thrust, and Dirge at a local store. Man, I'm
Oh,
sorry.
he's the mad pest, though.
That's right. Sorry, he's also penniless, the mad penniless pest, which I get that as a collector, I get that. Full feels right here, man.
I thought this was cool because nowadays, you know, if something appears on the shelf that we didn't hear about ahead of time, we're shocked. That is the exception to the rule now because,
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
things are announced and telegraphed and leaked like sometimes a year ahead of time.
Yeah, influencers get it early from whatever their connections in Vietnam or whatever.
Oh yeah, well that, and we've got guys that like look at the code listings coming out of Target and
Yeah.
Walmart and
You're
posting. We
pretty
got, I guess,
savvy on that.
employees. Like
Yeah.
we know about, you know, the Deluxe Insecticon Venom and the stuff coming out in 2025 already.
Which cool, but yeah, it's almost I kind of wish for a time where we didn't know everything that was coming out a year ahead.
Well, that was this time for sure,
Yeah, you're not wrong.
because yeah. Because what is basically like half the 85 set, Inferno, Hoist, Smokescreen, Ramjet, Thrust, and Dirge all surprised him.
Man, could you imagine if everyone knew that Bumper was coming out? Bumble, you get a red Bumblebee and like yellow Cliffjumper also. Dude, those
Oh,
things would be
yeah.
scalped like they are now. I mean, but luckily I got mine, through Ricky's shop. But
I got mine because I was renting out a room in my house to a band that was practicing.
yeah.
And one guy, like, he didn't have money, but he had old Transformers, his old Transformers. So he was paying me his third of it because it was a three-part band, three-piece band. And yeah, he was paying me in Transformers. And that's where I got Bumper. He goes, "Hey, I've got one that looks like Bumblebee, but it's not Bumblebee." I go, "Oh, is it like Yellow Cliffjumper?" He goes, "No, it's not." And he brought it over. I'm like, "Oh, what is that? It's the first time I ever laid eyes on it." I said, "Is it a
Nice.
knockoff?" And we looked and it had the stamp, and I
Yeah.
still have it to this day.
Nice. I've got a couple of bumpers myself. I don't know. Bumpers, not bumps.
I
Bumpers,
might want to see a
and
doctor about
yeah.
that.
Yes. And also Anthony Temple is here to tell everyone about the big thing happening, the Dinobots.
The Dinobots.
Well, Dinobots except for Swoop. It's
Yes.
Mitch Swoop. Mitch's
So,
flag, which is kind of funny considering they don't use that name anymore.
right? Yeah, they didn't have a problem with Slag there at all in the UK comics.
No.
In the UK comic, nobody complained at all. So it's kind of funny that it became a big deal. But
Yeah.
there was an issue apparently with the 1985 set in the UK, because along with Swoop that the UK never got, they didn't get the Constructicons.
Wow, really?
They didn't get Roadbuster and Whirl.
Well,
They didn't get any of the deluxe Insecticons,
oh man.
which Roadbuster and Whirl, I'm surprised because they were like a big part of the Wreckers.
Were they also now don't quote me on this, but I think I remember that they were also licensed under another like another property, like recolored and licensed in
Yeah,
that
they were.
name.
Oh, what was it? It was Tadatoku.
Yeah, yeah.
Takatoku. It was. I
Takotoku, yeah.
forgot the side group of it.
Anyways,
I
yeah.
know it normally. Anyway, they didn't get the Omnibots. They didn't get Reflector.
Well, we
They
really didn't get the Omnibots either. You had to order them, but yeah,
right, but I
still.
mean, they couldn't even order them.
They spent all their money on the Time Warrior.
Right. They didn't get Blaster. They didn't get
Wow.
Perceptor. They didn't get Omega Supreme, and they didn't get Shockwave.
Okay, Shockwave and Omega Supreme are two others I'd be kind of surprised about, because once again, you had license under other lines,
And
but
that's what it was. A lot of these were licensed under their other lines.
that's probably why they couldn't get him over there.
Yeah,
That would make sense.
that's actually what a lot of that was.
That would make sense.
The oddballs. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think in Europe itself, I think the Constructicons were finally sold in Italy in like the gift set. And then they finally got them, towards the end of G1 as the yellow ones that couldn't combine.
Oh, really? They couldn't
Yeah.
combine? That's weird.
Yeah, they didn't come with the combiner parts. In fact, they don't work with combiner parts. They're like a weird mold that doesn't work.
So you're not mixing them up with the Breast Force, the
No, this is the yellow Constructicons, and they had like gray pieces and stuff, but they didn't have any of the combiner pieces, and the
Weird.
mold is different.
Weird.
Yeah.
I know they did they released the Leo Kaiser guys in different colors, like the Rescue Squad or something like that over there in Europe.
Yeah.
I can't exactly remember. They didn't have all the parts. You can't combine them with the rest of the Leo Kaiser guys and anyways. God, weird stuff they did.
Okay, it was Dorvac. That's what it was.
Dorvac, that's right.
Dorvac, that Dorvac toy line, or Mugen Calibur.
Dorvac, and I want to say that was like it's kind of related to the Dunbine stuff too. I
Could
don't know. Could
be.
have been a
I'm
sideline.
not. Yeah.
Yeah, Dorvac. I remember. I think my friend, our old friend Matt. He got a version of Dorvac that was pretty stripped of parts. At Reiki shop also, so not really
I
cool.
saw some of the undersized ones like in a local toy shop like back in the 90s, and I was like, eh.
Yeah, I mean they're okay. They're nothing to write home about. It's like
And I
the
know
it's like the
some of them
small
did
size
the
cyclones.
right. I'm trying to think if the converters did them or not. I think they may have.
Huh. Maybe.
Yeah, that little sideline, they did like Vans and stuff like that, but they were actually
Yeah.
like a lot, they were like GoBots. They had a lot of heavy metal, but they did
Yeah.
Valkyries, and I
That's right,
believe
they
they
did.
did those guys too.
God, I came across a bunch of those once again at Ricky Shop back in the 90s. Did you ever see the super deformed Veritex? They're like
Oh yeah,
tiny little chunk Veritex. They're kind of fun. Like
I
they
was just watching a commercial for the SDF-1, and when it was advertising the Veritex, that's what they had because they couldn't use the Jetfire mold.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah, we
Yeah.
actually had some at the up at the shop that had all the armor pieces. They were
Yeah.
really misformed or funky little like it was that dude was like it would put Galvatron to shame for being how chunky he was.
Oh
But
yeah, they're little chubby dudes.
oh they're kind of cool though. I kind of wish I'd grabbed a few of them, but I
Yeah,
didn't.
they're cute.
Yeah. Wasn't my thing, but they're kind of neat.
Yeah, I had a friend that had a few of those.
Yeah.
I still remember when he found them on the shelf because we were looking at Transformers. He's like, oh, they've got. He called them Chibi. They got Chibi
Yeah.
Robotech.
Tiny and cute.
Yep.
There was that and the actually I had a like I picked up a Dunbine like the, I don't know, there's a weird fighter that we they found at like the flea market or something one day my mom got for me. It was all his half broken, but I still played with the Transformers because it transformed. I didn't really
Well,
care.
like when we were kids, that was like the golden age of
Oh
like
yeah.
Japanese robots being imported over here.
They realized that, oh my God, these kids want Japanese robots. And
Especially if they were die-cast, man.
oh yeah. Which the GoBots were quite a bit.
Oh yeah.
It's
You
funny.
could win fights on the playground with a
You could take someone out with
GoBot.
one of those things. Yeah,
You
I
get tank hucked at your head.
it's funny
Game
to look
over.
yeah, looking back at it, how much we made fun of kids with GoBots and realizing now they were actually made better in a lot of ways, but
Oh yeah, and well, I mean, they were scaled for like Hot Wheels, so that was
yeah,
cool.
that
I
too.
always loved GoBots. I got them before Transformers. In
Yeah.
fact, when I first saw Transformers advertised, I was like, "Oh, these guys are ripping off GoBots." Yeah.
What's that timing wise? Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah, I remember when I was younger, my brother had gotten a it was a model kit. It was a Bandai model kit for Cykill, but it was actually a Cyclone, like a Robotech Cyclone, or a Mospeda
Yeah.
Cyclone. Yeah, but it was colored like Cykill, so silver blade and things. So
I bet that's worth a pretty penny now.
oh, probably so. I played with the thing a lot too until it fell apart. All that stuff, those are all just we played toys back then. Not like these people who, show off other things on shelves. We actually, played
Nerd.
them. Don't even, man. Don't
I know, I'm way worse.
even. Anyways, but back to the issue, because we are getting into the exciting saga of Chromabots.
It seems like every little segment of Chromebots, it's getting a little better.
It is, especially because there's a lot of action going on here. And I was telling you today, I figured out what the woman in it looks like. She looks like a Harry Canyon's like the girlfriend or whatever he had for a little bit in the cabbie part of Heavy Metal. Her way her face is drawn. Man, they use all of the artist talent to draw her face. The rest of the issue looks good, but there's like sitting robots. No, she is drawn like someone had a model in the studio the entire time.
Yeah, Mike Hasbred, he's really good at drawing her.
Yes, he is. You tell there's a little crush there from his the way he probably his girlfriend or his wife or whatever, and the girl he had a crush on drew her. But anyway,
It's funny that you're having trouble remembering the name of the girl from Heavy Metal. That's because she's just credited as girl.
Are you kidding me?
No. So that's why you can't remember her name. It's not old age. It's they never gave her a name.
This time it's not my fault. I like it. But the issue is a fight between Transmute and Predator. And Transmute, like they're fighting for a bit, and Transmute's beaten back, and all of a sudden Micros comes out and uses his eye beams. He's like freaking Cyclops all of a sudden.
Yeah, that these guys just pull powers out of nowhere.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, he's like, I read the fact. I didn't think that it would work on him, but I'll do it again. And before he does it again, Predator backhands him across the into another building.
Yeah, he psyched him.
Yeah, and Dr. Stone, is it, or Mrs. Stone?
Yeah, Tessa Stone.
Tessa Stone. She's like, oh, he moves so fast. I guess I'm gonna have to work with him. And he's like, don't worry, it'll be all right. As long as you work with me, we're gonna do great things together.
Yeah, he basically did the Borg speech. Your life is in service to me now.
Yeah, we're gonna do great things. Don't worry. So, I'm sure that's gonna be the end of our heroes. I'm sure Dudley's long gone, so I won't see him ever again.
Is
Anyways,
this the last we see of little Dudley?
unfortunately not.
Yeah.
But we are on to the huge issue, Raiders of the Last Ark. I mean,
Now, here's
there's
something
so much content.
interesting about this. If you go to the table of contents, and I think this is why I had a little confusion earlier, look at what they have listed as on page 7.
Let me look here because I need to see this. High tech, everyone. I'm gonna open my phone up. What they have on page 7?
Yeah, under the table of contents.
Okay. There's the cover. The Transformers featuring Raiders of the Last Ark Part 2.
Yeah, see? This is part one.
Oh man. Okay, I was just really saying nice things about Sheila and Penny, editor and assistant editor. Step your game up. This is part one.
And we have art by Mike Collins and Jeff Anderson.
Yeah, which Jeff Anderson's new to this. So I can see the Mike Collins art, it shows up really well, but Jeff Anderson. So I almost kind of wonder if Mike Collins was kind of running against a deadline last issue, because like the last page of the issue was really sketchy.
Well, and if you see on the page where it talks about who did the cover, is Mike Collins did the pencils and Jeff Anderson did the inks.
Oh, he's a tracer.
Yes. Which there's another little joke there because what's the name of the actor who played Randall?
Jeff Anderson. Oh my gosh, Jeff Anderson. You're an anchor.
Yeah.
God, Chasing Amy, man. That's actually funny. God. But so it, actually the issue starts off kind of cool, talking about how the Ark was this big feat of engineering and this like awesome technology. And unfortunately the Decepticons, ripped up.
Yeah, we get a little backstory
Yeah.
flashback.
And yeah, so it basically says that the Autobots did a suicide mission and crashed into Earth. But if you notice on the map, they crash it into Savannah, Georgia, or maybe Tallahassee, I don't know, instead of Oregon where it's supposed to be.
That's close enough.
Tallahassee. I wouldn't
Maybe
mind
that's what they, okay, they went in straight down like that, and then they pulled up a little and swooped all the way across North
it.
America until they hit.
They're getting ready to crash, and he's like, "No, not Tallahassee. We got to go
Yeah.
somewhere else." Anyways,
I liked when they showed Auntie's brain.
oh yeah, that was
Yeah,
great.
because it's like crystalline.
Yeah, we're just gonna see more of Auntie soon.
Yes.
It's kind of cool because I've been reading the Regeneration One issues. Something I didn't really do. I kind of like saw the I saw the best hits of Regeneration One, the continuation of the original comics.
Yeah.
And there's a whole point where Auntie with like a big female robotic face is kind of holding court with Megatron, and basically Megatron's taken over Auntie and taken over. So it's kind of neat seeing all that. So
And technically, she's the first female Cybertronian in the franchise.
I guess you're right. There you
Yeah, which we don't quite see her yet, but
Well, yeah, but we know
she a
she's there.
coming.
She's mother.
Yes.
She's mother from the from Alien, except she's
Right. She's auntie. She's
oh.
not, she's mother's sister.
Do you think they'd use that just for that reason, just because mother was such a big part of Alien?
I wonder.
Yeah, I can see it. But Megatron's like, what does he say? Like, he shows up and he's like yelling, "No, attack!" And no one seems to know what's going on. And they look like they're at the top of the volcano.
Yeah.
So the Ark isn't sitting outside the volcano like in the Sumbo cartoon. It's sitting in the middle of the like blasting out cone.
Yeah, because it's based on Mount St. Helens, so you have that lateral blast, and then there's a small cone in the middle, and I guess that's where the arc is sticking out.
Which makes sense. I've seen Mount St. Helens, and it's people have no idea how much it blew up when it erupted in the 80s. Holy
Yeah,
moly.
it would definitely not be visible for 4 million years.
It's Hound. I don't remember seeing Hound much at all until now.
Yeah.
He's been pretty, pretty like in the background or something. But he basically says, "Hey, we're under siege, guys. Get ready. Here we go."
And he's got
And
his Ray-Bans on too.
he does. But then you have like Laserbeak starts trying to blast a hole in the side and of the hull, and then like Buzzsaw rips right through it.
Oh
And then,
yeah, they both just tear a hole inside of the ark like it was nothing.
yeah, and then I think it's Laserbeak swoops, and like there's who is it? It was like he gears Mirage and Huffer. They jump out of the way. Optimus destroys Laserbeak and
Oh yeah,
freaking.
he blasts him to pieces. It's not even like
And
I'm
then,
surprised he survived it.
yeah, no joke. And well, this is the jerkiest Optimus Prime I've ever seen in a show. He chastises the Autobots. He's like, "You call yourself warriors? Arm up and follow me outside."
Well, they were kind of like cringing from Laserbeak, so
Well, yeah, they weren't warriors though. They were,
Mirage shouldn't have been
well,
cringing. But he's
yeah.
too busy trying to play both sides.
What a traitor. Decepticons come out fully swinging, and Jazz uses a flamethrower on Soundwave, and Soundwave's like, "Look, not good enough, but check out my gun," and just nails Jazz,
Oh yeah,
blows
he hits him with
all of
his
him.
minigun
Yeah,
and
it's not even funny. It's bad. And I'm you're saying that we get to this arc, and then we go into the issue 5 of the American,
yes.
where all the Autobots are dead. We're
Yeah.
dead. So it makes complete sense. But
It seems here because, you know, there's some of them that were out of play by issue four, and you're kind of wondering why. It's just like they just wonder, this is kind of filling in the gaps,
Oh yeah.
you know, why they weren't really in fighting shape.
It almost kind of like it almost kind of it's setting up issue five in a way.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean that definitely. I could see that. Let's see. Sorry, I'm gonna prioritize my computer so we don't have any lag. But then you have Ravage pinning Windcharger down. In Windcharger, he's there is some really bad dialogue in this. I can't exactly remember what he says at this point.
Oh yeah, well, you know, he says, "I'll claw you to bits, Autobot," and he says, "Loathsome creature, you repulse me," and then he repulses him with
Then he's
his,
like, I just like my power. Yeah.
yeah,
And repulses
he
him.
did a James Bond joke there.
Yeah, pretty much. But the Ravage reveals, like, oh, but my electromagnetic field that I use to hide negates your power. They're basically calling out, they're like they're doing some Power Rangers calling out their things, but wait, well, I have this, but I have this. And yeah, they're telegraphing their powers a lot.
It reminds me of like gamers like calling out their
Oh yeah.
moves at
Oh
the
yeah.
gaming table.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
Okay,
yeah.
roll for fortitude.
Yeah. So yeah, he's getting ready to pounce back on a wind charger, and then it cuts away to like Sideswipe. You see him, which he actually looks like Sideswipe finally.
Yeah, Sideswipe and Rumble are having a pound off.
Yeah. Rumble's like, yeah, guess why they call me Rumble? And Sideswipe is just like, you imbecile. He's like, bless your heart. Let me show you what I can do. And he just rocks Rumble. Rumble flies off, but he doesn't like, I know Sideswipe has like the pylon things, the I don't know,
Oh, yeah, the
the
pile drivers.
pile drivers. Yeah, if he doesn't use them, he just punches the ground. This little ground pound.
Yeah. Well, and that's what Rumble's doing too. If you look in the first
Oh,
frame, he just punches the ground.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he is.
Yeah,
Because
and
of
have
the
you seen little
solo stuff.
cracks coming out? So
Yeah. I am so excited we get like so many more pages of Transformers after this, though.
right? Oh, wait.
Because, yeah.
Womp womp.
Machine Man. Machine Man versus Alpha Flight, also.
Yeah.
I. Why? Okay, well, it, because they wanted to put Machine Man squarely with all the heroes people knew, try to get him integrated into the Marvel Universe better.
Well, that and, you know, like, you have him with Alpha Flight, so people are gonna like Alpha Flight are gonna buy the Machine Man comic.
Yeah, exactly. It
Yeah.
was the other things like
Where's Spider-Man?
Marvel team up stuff. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But why is Madame Menace back?
Because
Why?
she's still after him. She got his arm, he got it back, and she wants the whole thing, the
Oh,
whole shebang.
did you notice the writer's block this time, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah, Jim Shooter got his revenge that he promised in issue, was it 15?
Yeah, I think
Yeah.
so. Yeah,
The
so it
crazy
was,
credits.
yes, yeah, he perfidiously produced by Tom DeFalco, whose writing is justly slurred. T Steve Ditko, an artist absurd. Diana Albers, she letters like a bird. Neil Yamtov, his colors are often blurred. Can't deny that one. Denny O'Neil, editor never bestirred. Jolly Jim Shooter, who commands the last word. I can't argue with Neil Yamtov. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it's oh man, they're just terrible. There's the whole thing starts out though. He's like he's almost like, hey, I wonder, where she went, but you don't know that Madame Menace is like retreated to her secret underground location where she's observing all the stuff.
Yeah, we've got her like ghostly phantasm in the sky as he's
Yeah,
heading towards her base.
and. So the X-51 shows up at the warehouse that he found, and like all the mooks are in there, like burning evidence they can't carry away.
Oh yeah, they're shredding all the
They
documents.
are, they are.
It's like Enron.
Whole Machine Man shows up to start beating them up. And it there is so many quippy lines between the mooks and X-51. They're just calling each other really like quippy nicknames the entire time.
Yeah, they're talking trash to each other.
You mechanical, maniacal menace, or that kind of
Yeah,
stuff.
mechanical maniac.
Yeah, mechanical maniac. Well, I was close.
And he's got Santelli. And I actually looked up Santelli because, you know, sometimes these guys, if they
Yeah.
get named, they'll show up again in something else. Nope. Santelli's not in any wiki or anywhere. He is just.
Mean, that's a heck of a name. Like, let's just call him Joe
Right?
Santelli. And once again, they look like really bad snake eyes or cobra vipers or wannabe,
Shattered Glass Rorschach.
yeah, pretty much. Shatterglass Rorschach from Wish. And you know, they're basically, you know, X-51 just beating them up. There's this whole back and forth with them. And then we have actually another page of Transformers, a very nicely drawn page with the two kids from last time, or like the Insecticons. They're like, yeah, the bottom. It's this one that has Red Alert, Jazz, Trax, Grapple, Sea Spray, Warpath, and Bumblebee. So the
Yeah, and we got two orange guys like diving into Jazz in vehicle mode in the background.
yeah.
And it's like, who are these guys? They're like in safety gear or something.
Well, I don't even know, man. I didn't even like looked at that, like whatever. I'm sure it was maybe, who knows?
I
Maybe
wonder if that was, well, what caught my eye about that, I wonder if that was based on like some old Diaclone
that's what I was kind of
artwork.
wondering. That, I mean,
Yeah.
I thought maybe like you know, maybe there was like some they told him about what was gonna happen in the Sunbow show. But they hadn't animated it yet. They didn't have a model thing, so that. But it could have been a Diaclone thing. Who
Yeah, I
knows?
wonder if those are supposed to be Dinonauts from something, you know, that came from Takara before this.
Well, I mean, there were orange, yellow, red Dinauts, so yeah,
Yeah.
could be. But man, Machine Man is really aggressive. He's like he goes over to the grabs a Mook and says, "Wake up, Fleshy! Tell me how to find your sexy superior." And that just rubbed me wrong, man.
I know, Machine Man finds her sexy. But he can't
Yeah.
flirt with the girl at work that likes him.
Yeah, I know. What's with that? I mean, the girl at work is basically throwing herself at him, and he's just like, oh, well, I like him bad, apparently. A badly
Yeah,
written.
he's kind of got a Spider-Man thing going. When he's Aaron Stack, he like has
Yeah.
no charisma. But you know, when he's Machine Man, he's got it all going on.
Yeah, and he when he does that though, he starts asking this one guy about his the boss, pulls the mask off, and the guy looks like Mr. Pitaclick. I can't say the name, but like regular sized version of him, the goofy
Yeah.
face on him. But yeah, there he basically finds out he says he uses his finger sensors to find out that the guy was not lying because he's too scared
Yeah.
because you're trying to rip his face off. So yeah.
Yeah, well, and he extends his arm way up in the air, so the guy's afraid of falling to his death,
Yeah.
so.
Yeah.
But yeah, previously they shot him in the leg with a sonic blaster,
Oh,
like
that's
a
right. I
sonic
missed
rifle.
that.
Yeah, and it fused his knee joint. And he's trying to hide it so they don't realize that he's damaged.
Yeah. That's why he uses his extendy arms, his dynamite arms and stuff.
Yeah.
Pulling far away.
But we see Madame Menace was watching and she
Oh,
realized
yeah.
it hurt him.
Yep. Oh, we're going to use all our weapons to make something more Sonic based.
She's got her villain screen going over
She
there.
does. I
Yeah.
guess she got the same villain screen that Megatron did in the Simbo cartoon.
Right? And yeah, so she's still telling she wants him for her catalog of designer armaments.
Yeah. Then we go back to Aaron Stack's apartment, and Gears Garvin and Peter Spaulding are still, they don't like each other at all.
They are catty.
They are so catty. And like,
Yeah.
here's Garvin's talking about how, oh, you just want him for a psychological experiment. And Spaulding's like, well, you just want him because you like the fact that he's a machine and you want to tinker with him.
Yeah,
They,
he's
yeah.
like he's a big toy.
Yeah. And they start getting each other's faces, they're getting ready to fight. And you see the two like Dinobot arms go into the room and pull the two of them apart. There's Machine Man, he's back.
Yeah,
And
he's like,
guys, like,
girls,
don't
girls,
fight
there's
over
plenty
me.
of me to go around.
Yeah, exactly. But
That's not
yeah.
a quote, that's a paraphrase.
But essentially it's supposed to happen.
Yeah.
And he goes like, okay, so we're all good now. And they kind of feel embarrassed for what they did. Like, and so Machine Man's like,
You know what this is? This is Betty and Veronica fighting over Archie.
it kind of is.
Or maybe Jughead.
No, I don't know, maybe.
If I was going to compare Machine Man to anyone in the Archies, I'd definitely go for Jughead.
Jughead was more fun though.
Yeah.
Anyways, everyone kind of feels embarrassed for how they acted. And, like we were getting in a fight about nothing. We shouldn't have done that. And Machine Man's like, "Hey, it's cool. Hey, Gears, my knee doesn't work. Can you fix that?"
Well, actually, Gears notices it first
Oh,
and
that's
says,
right.
"Hey,
He
you're
did.
limping," and just immediately like goes to work and then makes Peter feel like crap.
Yeah. So we end there in the apartment, but then we get to this whole I guess it's a political podium speech where Senator Brickman,
He's back.
he's back and he's got this great poster of Machine Man right behind him, like, "I'm gonna get you."
He's got a scary poster of
He
Machine
does.
Man. Yeah, he's like grimacing and everything.
And he's like, "Elect me and we'll get rid of this threat forever." And his aides and stuff are like, "Maybe you might want to talk to the people about inflation or crime." It's like, no,
Yeah,
you
foreign
understand.
policy.
It'll be fine. It'll be
And
fine.
here's where the real world factors are leaking in.
Let's do it.
Because this comic was originally written in 1980. So that's when Reagan was running against Jimmy Carter.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so since he's running for primaries, and basically he's bucking to go up against Reagan and
Yeah.
then ultimately Jimmy Carter on this banned Machine Man ticket. Which at the time, we always deal with inflation and unemployment and foreign policy. That's meat and potatoes. But in the early 80s, late 70s, early 80s, like those three were like the big monsters to deal with, besides, obviously the Cold War.
Cold War, Iran.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. The Iran hostages were, this was going on right when this was published. So,
Yeah, there was I now I don't quote me on this, but I my I was young at the time, but Reagan worked out a deal with Iran to release hostages if he won the presidency, and he won the presidency, so got
yeah, I've heard there were
hostages.
some hinky dealings there.
Yeah. But we'll never really know, will we? Just like whoever shot JFK. It was for the
Brickman as president, though, would have just let him rot because it's
yeah.
all about getting rid of Machine Man.
Exactly. Though so then the okay during Canada they're like they show like, "Hey, we're in Canada." Where is it? The
The crisp, cool, clean land of Canada.
Canada, yes. Ottawa, Ontario, as a matter of fact. So apparently the United States is just a cesspool, but Canada's clean and crisp.
Yes. Well, they were writing this from New York City in the early 80s,
You're not
so
wrong.
we've
You
seen
are
the
not.
photos.
God, it was a there was a thing on, I think it was last week, tonight, last week, where a guy was talking about, how things are now. It was the McEntee guy who's like having that weird TikTok thing of like he's on a date. You're like, "Yeah, you can believe people are just pooping in the streets in New York now." And like, and Sean Oliver's like, "They've been doing that forever, man."
Yeah, that's not anything new.
This is in the decades of this stuff. While he eats a hamburger. Anyways, so they
That
have
was the
this cool.
episode they had Megatron on, right?
Yes, it was. It made a turn
Yes.
to a little appearance.
Yes.
Anyways,
That was funny.
that was great. Just there's a heartbeat. Like looked at my wife, I'm like, ah. But
They're
so,
everywhere.
yes, getting into the zeitgeist everywhere. But in a nearby war room, they have these guys. I think his agent K is talking about, how the Sasquatch from Alpha Flight dealt with the Hulk.
Yeah, it's Department H, and it's a lot more militaristic than I would expect a Canadian war room to be.
Right, I know the Avengers seem like they're like more spandex than this, but apparently they go back to kind of what happened where before where Machine Man and the Hulk were fighting, and he essentially defeated the Hulk, hypnotized him, and shot him to Canada.
Yeah, he used his anti-gravity abilities. He was trying to shoot him into space,
But he
and he
landed
didn't
in
reach
Canada.
escape velocity, and he came back down in Canada.
Where Sasquatch beat him up, where they fought
Yeah.
at least. And there's like Agent K's in there as our top covert operative. You are discover the who and the why of this highly disturbing dossier. They're basically like worried about Machine Man, and I know Senator Brickman's kind of like throwing all that out there too. Like, Machine Man is a menace.
Well, they got some kind of report out of America that was basically accusing Machine Man of doing this on purpose.
Which
Yeah, basically as an attack against Canada.
dude, most of the stuff Machine Man has done up to this point is completely accidental, and he's just really the people, the higher beings that he made, that he went off into space. He didn't mean to do
Yeah.
that kind of stuff. He's
Oh,
barely.
yeah.
Is
Well, for
that?
somebody that blunders through life like that, he's awfully judgy.
Yeah, well, there's that
He's
too.
gotten less judgy in these issues, but man, early on, that's all he did was complain about everybody else while he messed things up left and right.
Which is one of the reasons I couldn't stand him. But yes. And then we go on to Planet Terry.
Oh, yeah.
Some answers, but not really answers. Man, they are going to do the whole "where, who are my parents" thing for like another 10 issues, aren't they?
Yeah, they're dragging it out.
Yeah, the guy they picked up with with Hee-Haw, the robot donkey,
Yeah, Diggs.
Diggs. Yes, he
Yeah.
doesn't. He's trying to remember. He has some vague, memories, because he knew people who were there when they found Terry,
Yeah,
and
Diggs has dementia.
pretty big time. He's
Yeah.
been on a planet way too long. And they but all these guys, and what was it? What kind of force was it? Was oh gosh, I cannot remember. There was like this whole force that they were with,
It
like,
was the Confederation Cosmos.
thank you. Yes.
Yeah, cruiser is what they were on.
They came across like a life pod with of a ship, which is the ship he showed up in, and it was like feeding him like information. Like, his
Well,
trying
the way
to
it
teach.
started is the captain and the what is the supply officer were
Yeah.
husband and wife, and they were expecting a child. And the doctor on the ship told him, we don't have anywhere to like raise a child on here, like a sterile environment, like for a nursery.
Yeah.
So Diggs rigged up basically an escape pod to be the nursery and the crib and all that for the baby. And when the
Okay.
baby was born, they went to take the captain out there and show him that, look, we got it all made up. And so he got so happy he saw he had a boy
It's a boy.
that he triggered the escape pod and fired little
Yeah.
baby Terry out into space. And somehow in their big, Confederation Cosmos cruiser couldn't catch up to the life pod.
Yeah,
And the kid
there's
was
a
just
big
lost.
oops. Like, the dad is like, oops. So yeah. Good job there. I
Yeah,
honestly
so his dad's
believe
an
this.
idiot.
Well, I honestly believe this, because Planet Terry is very, very dense. So I totally buy this.
Yeah, and
Yeah.
it's probably better he wasn't raised by this guy, because yeah,
Yeah,
this
no
guy
joke. He
is
probably would have
he's probably in a jail somewhere, court-martialed.
died. So this escape pod like feeds him milk all the time, and like tries to teach him, shakes him, comforts him, and changes his diaper and stuff. But yeah, it like what is this thing that says educational modules filling your tiny mind with vital information? Never wear a tie without a shirt. Never attempt to juggle five bowling balls. When you take a bus, always get off the right stop. Collect stamps or Spider-Man comic books, but never eggshells. And yeah, there was just like the there Diggs is talking. He's like, yeah, you're saying it's an amazing result. My Bright is the seventh son of Miramax, I'll wager. And Terry says this random thought, a random fact. Did you know Ted Williams batted 406 in 1941? So the thing was feeding him full of just random pop culture facts.
And he starts info dumping.
Yeah. Do you know the top of a fire hydrant is called an operating nut? Yeah.
Well, that's the one thing I did learn from this. I didn't know that.
Oh,
So,
well.
yeah.
You didn't know that? Everyone knows that.
Right?
Yeah, I don't know why you wouldn't know that. And so, yeah, a robot is like, Terry, your parents. It's like, oh, yeah. So, what are the names? Where are they? I don't know. That's when the dementia hits. It was
Yeah.
good until that.
But he remembers Squink the Radio Man. Fine.
Yeah. Or the space warp. He remained for some time after I left. Yeah. So he basically says he's retired, but he lives here, and they're like, oh, we'll go. Fine. So, yeah,
The
Terry
Milk
gets.
Toast Malt Shop.
Yeah. Which sounds really, really exciting.
Yeah.
So yeah, he gets his Chrysler with wings going, and Diggs is like, "Oh, you'll need a like basically like you'll need it at the Milquetoast malt shop.
It sounds like a really rough and tumble malt shop.
Milquetoast. Yeah, that sounds
Milquetoast,
pretty
yeah,
much.
which, you know, that's like wimp, you
Yeah,
know,
pretty
so
much.
it's the wimpy malt shop.
Yep, and that's all of Planetary for this issue. Yeah,
Right.
honestly, it was kind of funny. It was cute. It was all right. I think my notes were Planetary is fine. It was
Yeah,
fine.
just fine.
But Robot Roundup this time is a little light on robots.
Yeah.
It talks about the China syndrome and the fact that we're actually there was a accident in China that is very much like the China syndrome where things could have gone badly for it. That was what was it? It was Jane
It
Fonda.
talks about three, yeah, and it compares it to Three Mile Island.
Which that's kind of a reach, but okay. Yeah, it was Michael
Well, there
Douglas
was a
and
lot
Jane
of
Fonda.
comparison when that happened too. I remember seeing it on the news back then.
Yeah.
And yeah, well, before Chernobyl, that was like the big scary reactor accident. But they used a robot called Herman to do, I guess, heavy lifting, going to dangerous locations, but they handled 3 Mile Island quick enough so that they didn't need to use Herman. So
Yeah.
that's almost like a
Yay.
non-article. It's like, hey, here's a robot they had that they never had to use.
Yeah. Yay.
Yeah. Unlike the poor robot that got sent into like Chernobyl reactor and died, it just melted it.
Well, yeah, man, you get anywhere near that elephant's foot.
Yeah. Do you
I've
see
heard.
the photos of, I don't know if it's faked or not, but there was two women that took pictures sitting in the claw of death. Like the one they were using to remove radioactive debris,
Yeah.
and it has, yeah, I don't know if
I've
that was
seen
like an
that.
AI photo or what, but I mean, if that's real, then
Rip.
bye.
Yeah. I mean, dude, yeah, I remember seeing that photo recently. We were talking about it because there's been people who they've been trying to send in like cameras to take a picture of the elephant's foot and it burns through everything. It's so hot still. And
Yeah.
the claw cannot be fined. I mean,
Oh no, it's not. It's one of the most radioactive items there
so
in the exclusion zone. So
the thing is like the picture looked authentic, but I don't know.
it's hard to tell anymore. I'd need to
It
see
is.
some kind of verification to make sure, because if not, those poor women are gonna have a bad time.
They've got all the cancers now. So
All of them.
all of them, every single one of them.
They're actually keeping each other in check. Like Mr. Burns.
Yes. And
So, yeah.
yes.
Well, then we have the Trundle.
Yes. The
Yeah,
Trundle
which
for under 50
pounds.
pounds. Okay.
Yeah, 50 pounds. Which that is for the, well, it's run by a Sinclair ZX81
Okay.
computer,
All
which is
right.
a Scottish computer.
Oh.
Okay. And it
Oh, yeah.
retailed for £49.95 as a kit that you had to put together, or you
Okay.
can get it for £69.95 assembled. So in these prices in American, it'd be between $332 for the kit and $464 for, you know, the already assembled computer.
That's that what
Yeah. So here's the thing. Okay, the Sinclair ZX81 was, you know, designed by a Scottish company, but manufactured by Timex,
Oh,
the
really?
watch company. Yeah. Okay.
Interesting.
It connected to a television set as a monitor and used compact audio cassettes for data. So, you know,
Oh, yes.
you could stick Ravage in there and he could download all your energy information.
No
Or
wonder.
Nightbird could steal it then. So.
Yeah, exactly. No wonder Ravage always went into Teletran Wanda. I guess Teletran Wanda was really was his RX
Sinclair ZX81.
ZX.
That sounds almost like, you know, a 280 ZX.
But not near
Like
as cool.
old Prowl and Blue Streak, but not as cool. So this had no moving parts at all, or a power button.
Or a power button.
It didn't, yeah, so like, you know, a switch or something.
Yeah.
Some models came with a channel selector switch, I guess like channel 3 or 4, because it used the TV as a monitor.
Yeah.
But that was it. It had 1 whole kilobyte of onboard memory.
Now, okay, back when we got our first home computer, it had no hard drive, and it was a 640K IBM compatible, and that was looking back at it, was pretty bad. 1K.
Yeah. It had a 3.5 megahertz 8-bit processor.
3.5 megahertz.
Yes, and the whole computer weighed 12 ounces, which is 340 grams metric. Yeah, it had an onboard keyboard integrated into the front of the machine. So they're like, that was it. But apparently people made a lot of like third-party peripherals for them
Okay.
because it didn't really have a lot going on with it.
Yeah, no, it does. I can tell you that.
And it was competing with like the Apple II and stuff back then.
I would imagine like Commodore 64 also.
Yeah. And I believe Tandy had something out at that time,
It
but
did.
their main goal here was to make something that was affordable. So they were trying to keep it, under like 70 pounds.
Yeah, that was pretty affordable then, yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean the trade-off, really. But
Yeah, I think it had like a chess game that you could play on it, but there wasn't
Oh
a whole
yeah.
lot you could do with it.
Look at the picture of it you sent me.
Oh
Ooh.
yeah.
It looks
Fancy.
like a speak and spell with like a circuit board on top of it.
Yeah.
Wow. 50 pounds, huh? That's
Yeah, that's with the trundle. The trundle is like that casing around it.
yeah.
Yeah, and there's a picture of that in the comic too.
Yeah, I'm looking at that one right now too. Yeah,
Yeah,
no.
I'm not sure how that would work as a robot. I mean, I'm not sure what it would do.
It plays chess, I guess.
It this is not Deep Blue.
No. And then we move on to the robot Hector from who's opposite Farrah Fawcett in Saturn 3.
Something wrong on Saturn 3.
Yeah, it is. I don't, it looks pretty, actually, kind of creepy, actually, as far as because the black and white picture they have in the issue.
Yeah, it's based on Da Vinci drawings.
Oh, okay,
Yeah, from Leonardo da Vinci.
that makes sense, I guess, looking at
Think it's kind of funny that Donatello was the inventor in the Turtles
it.
when,
Yeah.
Leonardo was really the inventor
But Donatello
in
does
real life,
machines.
right?
Yeah, so
So I looked up some stuff on Saturn 3 also,
yeah.
and it starred Kirk Douglas, Farrah Fawcett, and Harvey Keitel.
Oh, really? Okay, cool.
But they didn't like Harvey Keitel's like New York accent, so they wanted him to come back in and redub all his
Oh.
lines. And
Oh.
some accounts say he refused, some say he had scheduling issues, so he wasn't able to do it. So they hired Roy Dotrice
Who's
to come and dub him. Well, you would probably know him as Ron Perlman's father on Beauty and the Beast.
I barely remember that guy.
Okay. And if you've ever seen Cheech and Chong's The Corsican Brothers,
It's been a while, also.
he was the evil Fouquier.
Oh.
The guy that looked like Frankenfurter that was fighting him.
Yes.
That was him.
I forgot that name completely. Evil Fouquet.
Yeah. So, yeah, and I believe he's British, but he actually put on a mid-Atlantic accent for that part.
Wow.
So,
Awesome.
yeah, that's why Harvey Keitel doesn't sound like Harvey Keitel in Saturn 3.
That
And apparently Kirk Douglas like stole his wardrobe from that because he thought it was the most comfortable stuff he'd ever worn. So he stole all of it.
Right on, man. What are
Yeah.
they gonna do with that? They're gonna sit in a warehouse somewhere and give it away or throw it away.
Right.
Any
And the
problem.
original director on the show had worked on Star Wars. So they expect a lot from him. Well, he left it and went to work on Empire Strikes Back, ended up dying of meningitis before Saturn 3 was even released.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's
So,
unfortunate.
right. So, on to, I guess, other unfortunate people in Detroit. Not New Detroit, but. It's kind of a similar story though, because we have workers who are complaining for the work conditions were too hot in the assembly line, so they asked for air conditioners. So the company fired them all, replaced them with robots who broke down
Go on
from the heat.
strike.
Yeah, it says robots on strike. The heat It was so hot that the robots couldn't function, so they put in ACs for the robots.
You know, there was a time in the early to mid 80s where just American made cars were bad. They were notoriously bad. Do you remember the movie Gung Ho?
I was about to mention that Gung Ho and the Japanese bought out
Yeah.
the car company had Michael Keaton in it.
Yeah. It was Detroit, and like this Japanese, you know, car company buys one, and they were like, hey, you know, we're Americans, we make American cars, and our American cars fall apart. Yeah.
It's like, they came together and they learned the best of each other's
Yeah.
side of the culture war. And then,
Yeah, it kind
but
of works.
I don't think the company would have really learned anything from this because they're probably still looking at the margins where they don't have to pay the robots any wages.
Yeah.
So they're probably still thinking they came out ahead. I mean, and look, auto manufacturing pretty much automated after that. So.
Yeah, and I mean, honestly, they probably had so much money invested in the robots, like, we better do something about this now. The people, meh, you know.
Yeah,
So,
well, like I said, robots don't really go on strike. But the
yeah.
fact that the robots, you know, that can function in hazardous places that humans can't, couldn't function there either. So
Yeah.
it shows you how valid the employees' complaints were. And they just replaced them. You know, and another real world factor here, you know, we've got a lot of people worried about AI replacing their jobs, you know. And I've had some
Happen.
friends that have already had their jobs replaced
Really?
by AI. They worked in customer service. And so customer service jobs are getting replaced. I've seen
Automated
it.
call things,
I
or are they?
believe so, yeah.
Oh God, I
And
think
also
people.
some of the middle management jobs.
Well, a lot of the middle manager jobs are kind of superfluous. So, I mean, honestly, that's usually who goes first in a company,
Yeah.
it's middle management. But man, I think we can all agree that those automated call, you know, things are terrible. They just
Oh,
keep hitting
yeah.
zero until someone actually picks up. Yeah.
I tried to deal with the DMV
Oh
and they're
God.
all automated here. You can't
Huh?
get a real person on the phone at all. There's no way. There's no one to email. You have to literally go up there in person
That's
to talk to a real person. They
terrible.
will not let you near them on the phone.
Wow. And you know, everyone loves going to the DMV, so that makes sense.
Right?
So, anyways, on to Voices of the Electronic Age. Speaking of which,
Right.
I mean, we're we, th this is pretty much this is telegraphing everything that's happening or has happened already. You know,
This is quaint.
well,
Just like,
yeah.
yeah, the pinnacle of their technology for this was, you know, your car will warn you when you're low on petrol, and basically the automated time and temperature phone number.
Yeah, which man, when I was little, I learned how that phone number worked. I called it a lot just because it's like I can call someone.
Right?
That's probably like, you know, blocking the phone from like important phone calls, but I don't care.
Mom, Dad, it's 82 degrees outside.
I still remember the number 432-7411. I call that thing
Oh,
all the time
wow.
as little. Yeah, I'm telling you, dude, I loved it.
I want to say ours was like 811 or something like that.
Yeah,
And
but
my favorite trick back then, though, was to call your own phone number and hang up
and
because the system
immediately
was. Yeah, you dial your number and hang up,
it calls
and
you
the
right back.
system was so slow. Yeah, it'd ring, and then you'd watch your parents scramble for the phone, and there's no one there. I got in trouble so many times for that. It didn't stop me. It was funny
Just
every
I'm
time.
bored, Mom. Yeah, the until now, it was like Tim. What does that stand for again? I'm trying to think. What does it say it in there? It was basically an automated call thing that you would call for. Is it? That's
Yeah,
not.
it says it's the telephone time service.
Yeah, okay. So that is there. You call to get the time and the weather kind of thing.
Yeah.
It basically it became it was a re recorded on the 4-track tape, and you know, you go and you listen to it. Eventually, it became like, you know, replaced by the automated, you know, computer voice thing. Which I don't know. There's never someone's voice on there. It's always when I called up, it was, you know, that kind of stilted. Today is April 22nd. The temperature is 82 degrees. So it was always automated whenever I, you know, was calling when I was younger. So.
Right. Like they pre-recorded every possible, you know,
Yeah.
number and date
Yeah.
combination and then just put it together.
Yeah, exactly. So, man, you know, whatever. Cool.
Guaranteed accuracy within 50 milliseconds a day. That's more accuracy than you really needed to know the time and
Yeah, I know.
temperature.
Now they just open your app.
But it said it linked up to a cesium clock, so I guess they're using an atomic clock, so that's
That's
good.
kind of cool. Yeah.
I mean, we still have all our mobile phones
Well,
link
yeah.
up to those and
That's why we always have,
correct.
whenever you are in like a different time zone, it automatically updates because it pings off the towers, which gets
Yeah.
the time for by the second, from the whatever atomic clock. Yeah.
Right. And now we have chat GPT and voice cloning, so AIs can hold full conversations with convincing voices, including your own.
Yeah, that's freaky, man. There was
Which
a
now we, oh, I'm sorry, we have scammers, that call you up and
oh yeah.
act like, your kids are in jail and are using your kids' voices. So.
That's an awesome one. It's horrible, it's funny too at the same time. Like I've shared with you, like we'll have the bots text you, like, hey, is
Yeah.
this so-and-so? Like, and I just, it's a scam, so I just like enjoy it. Like, yeah, what the, how's it going? And he starts talking to me. So I, not too long ago, you reminded me, like, I should use ChatGPT to respond to them.
Oh
And so
yeah,
I
that
had
was
him create
great.
a whole story about
The
this
call center.
call center guy, and that he,
He was
basically
shy.
really shy and came around and realized he can do better. He can be better than what he is. Oh, it's beautiful.
They didn't like that at all.
Oh no, it did not go well, but I
What
love
I'm waiting for with this voice cloning technology and AI, I'm waiting for the radio DJs, like the morning DJs, to really put it to good use.
it. Oh yeah, I'm kind of surprised they haven't done that more.
Yeah, because they ran with like the Arnold Schwarzenegger soundboards.
Oh yeah, God, there was one I used to listen to a lot, had all kinds of soundboards. Arnold Schwarzenegger had George Costanza, a bunch of those,
Al
I think.
Pacino, I think, was my favorite one. That was definitely not PG.
No.
So, yeah, that I think that's going to be a lot of fun when they finally perfect that for morning radio programming
Yeah.
or XM radio or whatever we'll
Or
have
whatever
at
happens,
that
yeah.
point.
But we're back to Matt and the cat.
Yes.
But honestly, I didn't mind as much this time because the Darkons are like going towards their capital where they're going to land. I guess sell Matt and Humph into slave labor. But they are attacked suddenly by who is it? The
Mizoni.
Mizoni, yes, Mizoni, yes. Three like starfighters show up, start attacking, and like Matt and Humph are like sliding back and forth through the ship.
Yeah, they just put on their spacesuits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Their kinds are they're taking advantage of this attack. Stop them. And I'm just like, woohoo.
Oh yeah,
So
it's like their escape attempt is thwarted because they hung a hard right.
yeah.
They went flying.
Yeah, so yeah, it was actually kind of fun this time.
And the Darkons in their little cockpit there, I mean, that is totally a Cylon cockpit
Oh, 100%.
with the three pilots and everything. I'm waiting for By Your Command to pop up.
But unfortunately, we get back to Machine Man. But
Ah, yeah.
there's not very much Machine Man in this one, at least. It's just all about Alpha Flight. Well, actually, just part of Alpha Flight. North Star, Sasquatch. They're just
Yeah, and
kind of showing,
Aurora. Yeah.
yeah. They're just kind of showing off, and like was Sasquatch is like, yeah, this 4-ton hydraulic press is commanding all my attention at the moment. Yeah, okay, we know you're strong. You're a hairy Hulk. Got it.
Okay, not Beast.
Yeah, pretty much.
But you know where the rest of the team is, right? They're actually over in X-Men 139 and 40 fighting Wendigo.
Nice.
Yeah, the big X-Men Wendigo issue,
Yeah.
that's what's going on with the rest of the team. They're like hanging out with the A-listers.
So yeah, these are the guys who get left behind for Alpha
Right,
Flight.
and apparently this story takes place 2 weeks before Alpha Flight number one.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
Oh,
so like I said, they're making their rounds. This is basically they're doing their publicity, cameos to
yeah.
really try to drag everybody over to Alpha Flight number one when it comes out.
Nice. Yeah, there's this guy, one of the, I think his Agent K goes, Alpha Flight, Canada's answer to the Avengers. Oh, okay. Just, gonna sell it right out there. Okay, cool. Good
I
for
always thought of more of like Canada's X-Men.
kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
But, well, and Early than it ends with early the next morning, a sleek limousine crosses the border into the United States, and it looks like they're crossing over into possibly Washington State, Oregon area. I don't know. I see mountains. It looks like the Cascades in the back, but just mountains.
Yeah, or man, I don't know. It a lot of this is supposed to happen on the East Coast. I mean, this is coming from I don't know. Is that the Appalachians maybe?
Yeah, they're not like
Because
that.
yeah, I know, but they're coming from, Ontario to New York. So wouldn't they be like crossing near Niagara Falls instead?
You think, right? Okay,
Yeah,
I
in
don't
the
know. What do
Buffalo
I know?
area.
What do I know? Just, we've just seen the mountains before.
Right.
But hey, have you wanted to save the world?
Oh, who hasn't?
You too could be a certified Ghostbuster. So, yeah.
Are you afraid of ghosts?
No, not at
Yeah,
all. I ain't
I
afraid of no
ain't afraid of
ghost.
no ghosts.
So, yeah, that ends the issue with another
Yeah.
Ghostbusters advertisement.
That
And
was very anticlimactic. It's just
yeah, everything was very anticlimactic, especially the 4 pages of Transformers in the Transformers comic.
yeah, I mean the story's
Nice.
good, but there's just not enough of it, especially compared to everything else.
I understand they don't want to like have it in one issue, like one off. Do 2 issues. Don't make it 3 or 4. Just have I don't know, 8 pages. Make it a worth a read.
Yeah.
Because it was where we were having like 10 pages of Transformers, and then like the next issue we have another 10 pages. Now we're lucky we get 4 or 5 pages.
Yeah, they're whittling it down smaller and smaller, but it won't always be that way.
I'm sure they're probably just realizing how successful it is right now. And
Well, a lot of what they're doing is they're finding their pace there because, they're bi-weekly. So they need to figure out, how much material they have to pace it out because they're waiting for, the American issues to start feeding in so they can plug that in there. So yeah, they're just trying to pace themselves on their filler issues. And then, once the American issues start coming in, then they take a little break, and you can tell then they start getting a better pace of what they're doing.
Nice. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
You can definitely tell it's like right now it's a little rough on
Yeah, I think
that.
it looks like they were really trying to conserve their work so they didn't run out before the American issues were ready.
I could see that. Maybe they didn't have enough work done on it yet, and they're like, okay, well, these are coming, guys, so just hold off a little longer. So they kind of whittled it out into a little longer.
Yeah, it's kind of odd because some of the pages in the last issue look kind of unfinished.
Oh yeah, like
And
yeah, pretty
so
finished.
you can tell they're definitely having some deadline issues here.
Yeah, that could be what's going on. Maybe they didn't realize how successful it's going to be. It was just going to be like they thought maybe another little one-off thing. But it's been really successful, so they're kind of overwhelmed, I'm
Yeah,
guessing.
well, this is supposed to be a limited series. It wasn't going to be around long,
That's
and
true.
it took on a life of its own.
Yeah, and then honestly, the artist coming in here, John Ridgway, yeah, that was huge. Like the amount of
Oh,
detail he
yeah.
did. And Collins is doing a great job too.
Yeah, they've scored some really great writers, artists. All of it has been really good for this whole thing.
Yeah, we had talked to someone recently, and hopefully we'll have that coming up here soon about how Transformers was like a stepping stone onto other properties, like 2080 kind of stuff.
Oh,
Like
yeah.
they're like
Well, and a
you
lot of
gotta,
them move back and forth between them.
yeah, a lot of but this is our like okay, you gotta do your time with Transformers, and once you're good enough for that, you can move on to other properties. So,
Right? Then
and some of them stayed around.
you get to do Judge Dredd.
Yes. So I'm sure we'll hear more of that in the near future. But anyways, so I mean, honestly, the Machine Man wasn't that bad. It was kind of fun and creepy at the same time. And even
Yeah.
the cat wasn't terrible. Chronobots was pretty good, and I'm just trying to find the good parts of not having a full Transformers comic.
Well, even Machine Man's getting better.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I told you it'd get better. Like I said, he had a rough start, but
I will
it's getting better.
begrudgingly agree with you. Yeah.
But,
Till the end.
we're not here for Machine Man.
No, we're not. If I wanted to read Machine Man, I'd probably have no taste in comics. But
Ha.
it's like I said, it's getting better. I I think, Gears Garvin and Peter Spaulding are gonna have to share custody, and they're gonna maybe Gears can see him on the weekends. I don't know.
Maybe they're gonna do like paint your wagon and just, you know, they're all gonna move into a cabin together somewhere.
Oh, that's fantastic. But okay, well, let's go ahead and call it here, and we
Yeah,
are
that's all we got.
yeah, it's like I got nothing else. I can ramble for a little while longer, but I can do it anytime. And
Right.
yeah, so we will cut this here, and it will be continued in issue number 19, and we'll get working on that and have that taken care of, and we'll churn that one out as well. So everyone, thanks for being here, and look forward to next time. You want to leave us anything, Boo?
I really got nothing. I'm
Yeah.
machine manned out.
Yeah, you maniacal mechanical menace.
Yes. The
y'all take it easy.
alliteration just sucks the soul out of you.
Perfect. All right, y'all take it easy. Have a great week. Talk to you later.
Bye.
The Mises Guys is performed by Evan Johns and Ed Strickland with Boo of the ExcellentUnderground.com. Research is also done by Evan Johns, Ed Strickland, and Boo of the ExcellentUnderground.com. All used images are property of Hasbro, Sunbow, Paramount, and/or Marvel. And without you, none of this would be possible. So thank you so much for being here, and we look forward to you being here every week.